So we've been talking about punching, getting a little bit fisty. Probably won't use that.
Welcome to Unfiltered, the podcast from Netmums that brings you the unfiltered truth about parenting. I'm your host, Caroline Verdon, and each episode I'm joined by a panel of real-life parents to hash out those controversial parenting issues. You can find out more about them in our Meet the Panel trailer. On today's episode, I'm joined by Sam and Tash, and we're talking violence. Specifically, is it ever okay to tell your child to hit another kid? What would you do if you found out your child had taken a swing? Over to the panel. If your child was hit by another child, is it okay for your child to smack them back?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you?
Absolutely. It's a life lesson. If you punch me, I'm going to punch you back.
I see, I am very much the other way. Like, I just keep, I know I shouldn't base my life on episodes of Neighbours, but I do. And there was an episode where someone was punched and, you know, one punch is all it takes. And I just think, what if my child hits someone back and that's it?
Yeah, I mean, that's very dramatic. Like, that happens when you're out, one punch is all it takes. Like, when you're out, like, at the pub, like, drinking and stuff. But I can't imagine, like, eight-year-olds, like, battering each other to death. But I think it's a life lesson. Like, if you smack me, I'll smack you back, kind of thing.
Sam?
I've got a three-strike rule.
Okay. So
you're letting your child been hit three times?
Because the challenge I have is my kids are huge.
Fair.
So I'm 6 foot two, 6 foot three. My son is three and looks like a 6 year old. My daughter is six and looks like a 10 year old. So if they hit someone, they're gonna feel it. So I always say, first time, tell the teacher. Mm-hmm. Second time, tell me. Happens the third time, hit them as hard as you want. And if their parent comes to me, sorry, babe, wife, take the corner. I'm going to use my size to intimidate that parent and go, step back. Otherwise, I'm going to hit you because you have not decided to control your child.
I don't want to be, like, really judgmental, but do you not think that's teaching them that violence is okay?
I don't think it's teaching them that violence is okay, but it's also them setting boundaries with their friends and peers to go, right, I'll give you one, but take the piss and you're gonna find out, because that's ultimately the way that the world is. Like, you have to give a little bit, you're gonna have to take some. And if you hand out shit to the world, you're gonna get shit back. And that's it.
I think it's teaching your kids, like, not to be walked all over and not to, like, be the little nerd that's going to get bullied constantly. Like, you have to stick up for yourself in life. And I think teaching them young is a good place to start. Like, I mean, obviously, like, I believe in being kind to people, treating people well. But if there's some, like, nasty little kid that's going around hitting people, then someone needs to teach them a lesson. And if it's my kid that's doing it, then fair play.
See, we had a situation recently. So my eight-year-old is very placid, very laid back. And he had, we were all out and we'd all gone to the park. And he was playing with some kids, and there were some other kids there that he didn't know. And one of the kids that he knew a little bit punched him in the face for no reason, just walked up to him and punched him in the face. And I didn't see it. I was pushing on the swings. And he came up to me and he said, oh, mummy, this kid's just punched me in the face. And the kid in question was also seven or eight. Mm-hmm. And I found myself in a situation where I knew I needed to do something, but I didn't really know what it was I was supposed to do in that situation.
Because you can't hit the kid.
Because obviously.
Unless, you know, no one's looking.
And so
I wanted to say that.
So I went over.
I went up to this kid and I felt like I was about, like, 12 again and like this small little child. And this eight-year-old kid was on the climbing frame, sat at the top with another kid who was about 15. And it turns out the 15-year-old had told the eight-year-old to punch my kid. And so the eight-year-old had tried to be cool, and so had just walked up to my kid for no reason and just punched him in the face. And eight-year-old was hugely apologetic instantly. 15-year-old couldn't give a rat's.
Serial killer.
I don't know if I'll go that far. And so I said, you know, this isn't a good thing to do. This isn't kind. You shouldn't be touching other people.
I told you to f*** off.
And I, well, the older kid, basically. And I went, well, I'm going to go and tell your mum. And I just didn't know what to do. And so then I went and found, I live in a small village. We know everyone. I went and found his mum. And you could not praise the parents more for how they dealt with the situation. And ultimately, they're little mates in school anyway. He was just being silly and just wasn't thinking. But I found the whole situation really awkward to know what to do.
I had something similar. It wasn't to do with my child, but I was in the playground with my eldest, and one of the kids in an older year was getting bullied by some other kids in the playground, and I think there was a hit, and I turned around and went, it stops now or I get involved.
Yeah.
And that immediately stopped them in their tracks. And also then my daughter also seeing that I will have people's backs and she should have other people's backs well.
I'd be the same.
At the same time. Like, I think people shy away from the fact that there may be kids involved in violence at a very young age, or there might be punching, but it is about character building, and violence is going to be imprinted on your child in some way, whether that be psychological, whether that be physical, and you've got to give them the tools to be able to do that. And for me, I go, right, you've got the two boundaries. Third strike, it's open season. Do what you need to do, and I will deal with the rest of it. Because I'm always gonna have your back. But also I want you to see that I will have other kids' backs, and so you should have your friends and other kids' backs, not just your immediate friends, but people that you know, to go, that's not okay. Mm. And go about it that way.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'd probably be rowing with the 15-year-old, I don't care. I would be scrapping. I don't care. I still feel like I'm kind of 18 anyway, so I would just be up on that climbing frame pushing him off.
To be fair, when you first said that the 15-year-old was up there, my initial instinct I would have grabbed his foot and a quick yank down.
Absolutely.
Welcome back to the earth. And then let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
I would have got into it 100%.
Yeah, I felt completely unprepared.
No.
But I think because I've not had to deal with little scraps with my 8-year-old because he's... You know, his friends are all into like Pokemon cards and stuff like that. You know, they're not into anything else. But yeah, it was really, really awkward. And it did make me think a lot about, well, what do you do? Is it okay? And I certainly would never say, if someone has punched you, you punch them back. I would never say that. But if it was a repeated thing, if it was actually a bullying issue, you hold your own. But try talking and telling a teacher first, please. But maybe it doesn't get anywhere.
No, it doesn't get anywhere. And then he'll always be known as the little one that went and like tell tales, and they'll be like, oh, what a loser.
Well, that's the thing that I worry about, that I'm turning him into an absolute weed.
You don't want him to be like that.
Yeah, basically. And he is a snitch. Like,
no,
honestly, like, anything. They used a green pen today at school, Mum, and they were only meant to be using a blue pen. Please stop.
Snitches get stitches in my job.
And that's what I've said to both my kids. I actually turned to both my kids and went, I'd rather you actually both got into trouble, because I find that more admirable than one of you snitching on each other. So that's why I want her to be able to deal with it, and I'm entrusted in the fact that teachers should fix it. I do have a bit of a, the reason why I say teachers is because I'm also in the enviable position that my daughter's headmaster is a person I went to high school with and have known since 12. So
you've got all the dirt.
I've got all of the.
It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Yeah, it's who you know. So there's always that bit of sway. But I want her to be able to problem solve those situations herself. Because if she's coming to me having to solve her playground drama, where does it stop? When do I stop solving your problems if you can't navigate those incidences yourself? Mm. And there'll be points in life where something gets so big. We all have bank of mum and dad.
Yeah.
Mum, help me. My brain's frazzled, etc. Mum, take the kids. My head's gone. I'm gonna probably throw one of them out in the garden at some point. Or my best threat is I will leave you in the aisle at Tesco's.
Oh, God.
next to the Aptamil. Off you pop. But it's helping them navigate, because I'm not gonna be here forever, so I can't always be coming in and swooping in like like a super dad. Or
like my parents never used to say to me like hit him back, but my brother did. I've got an older brother. I was quite lucky growing up, and he was very popular in our town. I grew up in a small town, and if I was ever getting bullied or picked on, because I went to an all-girls school, so you can imagine how horrendous that was. He would wait for me outside the school gates, and he would pick me up on his bike and give me a backy all the way home, and all the girls would be like scared of him because he was like the rebel of the town. So he always taught me, like, if someone punches you, you can punch them back just as hard, like always stick up for yourself. And I remember, like, I wouldn't say I got bullied because I was quite cool, but like I did get picked on by like a group of girls that are a bit older than me, like when I first went to the girls' school, and they were older and they were like the cool girls, and I just punched one of them one day, and they never ever said anything to me ever again. And the PE teacher actually came out and saw it happen, and she said to me after, because she could hear like the stuff that was going on like a few days before, she was just like, well done. And that was a teacher.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they never ever said a word to me ever since. And then it kind of like went around the school that I wasn't to be messed with. And it literally like saved my like school, I'd say career, it wasn't a career, but you know what I mean? Like my school time.
You became that,
like,
a legend.
Yeah, that they were like, don't mess with her because she sticks up for herself. So yeah, I think it helps. I mean, I'm not saying to everyone, like, go and punch your school bully, but like for me, it helped.
So. I'm like, run away.
Move schools.
No, change schools.
So we've been talking about punching, getting a little bit fisty. Ooh. Probably won't. Won't use that.
Yeah. It's like, what type of show is this?
Yes.
But even, every time you keep saying punching, I keep thinking that's what I always say to my wife.
You're punching. So we've been talking about what happens if, you know, your child gets hit. Can you say to them, punch back? But what about if your child throws the first punch? What happens? What's your reaction, Sam?
I need the context.
Yeah.
First and foremost, are you if you've thrown a punch because something has said that has triggered you, first and foremost, then what is that trigger? But if it's if I find out that my child is the bully, oh, your shit's gone. You are done for in my house. Mm-hmm. Like literally, I have brought you up better than that, and you are not gonna get away with this. I'm talking, and I'm not the punishment that comes to my mind. Immediately is you're going to go stand in the front room, you're going to hold, and I'm going to find the heaviest book I can find. You're going to put your arms out and you're going to hold that book.
Wow.
And just stand there. We're going to go we'll go military. Like, do you remember when it was like Maury and he used to take those kids to those boot camps?
I love Maury.
That starts in my house, and it starts immediately.
They're going to get waterboarded.
Yeah, amazing.
There's a full-on rendition going on. If you want, you'll be built for the CIA by the end of this, because this is not running in my house.
I mean, kind of the same stance. Bullying, not okay. But it depends what was the reason. Because I will always back my child. I'm like fiercely loyal. I back everyone. Like I will help my friends hide a dead body if I need to. Like I'm not grassing on anyone. Like I am like the most loyal person. I will stick up for you even if you're in the wrong. I'll argue like your corner. So it depends what it is. If it was like, you know, they mugged me off and called me this horrible name, I'll be like, fine. But bullying, same as Sam. I'm the same. Like I would be like, no, that's not cool. It's just that, yeah, the context.
Yeah, context.
I need a background
story. Yeah, I need the storyboard.
If it was just out of the blue, I'd be like, what are you doing? Serial killer, like, are you Charles Manson? Like,
so there is a scenario for you where you'd be like, yeah, okay. What would that scenario be that would be okay?
Your mum has really bad fashion sense. I'd be like, yeah, come on. No, I don't know. I don't know. Like something really muggy, like something really horrible. Like obviously I'm with a woman. So if anything like homophobic, like you've got two mums, you don't have a dad. And if that carried on and then my son punched him, I'd be like, yeah, fair play. I think.
What do you reckon to that?
For me, if there was anything, so I've got both my kids are mixed race. If there was any racism involved, oh, it's open season. Mm. I back you, and I'm going to drag the parents as well, because what is going on in your house? That for me, my child is going to get my 100% backing. Mm. And if you dare knock on my door, and my child has said this, and I'm going to believe my child unless you can provide
photo,
CCTV evidence, documented, timestamped. Then we're going with that.
Or if like my kid's like sticking up for like someone that's getting bullied and like punching the bully, then like go on, hero.
See, part of me gets it. Like I would back my child in terms of, you know, I know my child wouldn't punch someone just for shits and giggles. Yeah. You know, they're going to do it for a reason, and it would have to be that something pretty awful would happen. And I would be backing them in terms of, well, yes, what's happening to you is not right, and we need to solve this. And that person is, you know. But I would never back them for actually. I can't think of a scenario where I'd back them for actually punching someone.
I think we'd have to sit down and have a conversation. Like, you can't solve everything by just going around punching people, because you will end up in prison, and I'll probably be looking after you because that's my job.
to be fair, at least that's the best threat. You could probably take him for a walk.
I'll take you to work.
Have a little look.
If it was, I think we'd have to have a conversation, and you'd have to tell them you can't just walk around hitting people, otherwise I'll be hitting people all day, like if people annoy you. It'd definitely be a conversation. I wouldn't be like getting the flags out, being like, well done, you've gone around and smacked everyone at school. It has to be for something good, but we would still have a conversation.
For something good.
not something good, but like, even if it was for a good reason, we would still be having a conversation, like, I get why you did that. However, we need to talk about why you can't really do that again, because, you know, I don't want someone's mum coming knocking at my door, but if they do, I'll fight.
Yeah.
So if they do, I'll fight.
Yeah.
It's true. Same. I want to make sure that you've taken every single course of action before you've gone there. Because if your first reaction is to go and hit someone, then that's an issue. You have to be at the very end of your tether to have got there. Now, they're kids, get it? I'm giving them a lot of grace. But they're also very intelligent. They're very intelligent.
Yeah.
And we have to give them the credit for that. So you've done everything in your mind by the book. And if you've arrived at this point, cool, in inverted commas. But make sure that this doesn't happen on a regular basis. But you have to make sure that you've gone through, like, almost like all of the due diligence before you've gone and thrown that letter.
I agree.
Whereas for me, still no.
I just think kids hit each other. Like, worse things can happen. Like, I cut someone's hair off.
Did you?
Yeah, and her mum came and told my mum. And I said it wasn't me, but I literally had like a fistful of ginger hair in my pocket. Yeah, I was wild. So if my kid wants to hit someone, like, I'll back it and then I'll talk to him later.
You've been listening to Unfiltered, a Let Mums podcast with me, Caroline Verdon, and our panel of real-life parents. Just a reminder that none of this has been actual parenting advice for obvious reasons, but you can find plenty of that over at netmums.com, where you can connect with an online community of parents in the forums, you can access a whole load of useful articles, blogs, recipes, activity ideas and support. If you've got an opinion on today's conversation, head over to the Netmums socials to have your say, and remember to click follow on this podcast and do leave us a cheeky 5-star review wherever you're listening. We'll see you next time.